Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered. We're the podcast for women over 50 with me, Eden, and Christine Stone, who's a professional organizer who, at the end of our episodes, gives you an organizational tip if the whole episode isn't about being organized to begin with. Sometimes that is the case. But this time, Chris, actually, our topic is going to lead into its own organizational tip. So I think you're going to really enjoy this. You don't know much going into to what we're about to discuss, do you? You have not read this book.
I know nothing, and I have not read this book.
Okay, so there is a book. It came out a couple of years ago. It's not a new book, and it is a joke book, kind of like a novelty. It's Dr. Rick Will See You Now, A Guide to Unbecoming Your Parents. Now, Dr. Rick is the made-up character. There's actually an actor that plays him, and he is in all of those progressive commercials where he instructs you how not to turn into your parents.
I love those commercials.
They're so funny. Like, he's holding up, there's one, he's got the painting that says, like, live, love, laugh, and he's like, nope, gotta go. And so when we're going through these behaviors, make no mistake, we know who we are. We are those parents that he is instructing the people not to become. But this book, I have this book, and it's so funny to me that I thought, you know what, we should really, really share some of the things in the book, because it goes everywhere from socializing to, being how to stand for a photo to your clothing and your accessories. So I thought I'd share some of these with you because we are both pretty guilty of some of these things. So, all right. So the first chapter is about to not talk like your parents.
All right. Oh my God.
So it says, when you open your mouth, who's doing the talking? Is it you or is it your parents? So here's what you should say. Here's a little quiz. I'm going to quiz you and you tell me which of these things you should say. If you pass a construction worker, should you say A, working hard or hardly working? Should you say B, what we got here, big box girders? This is really for the dudes. C, smile and nod because you don't know them. Right. Or D, fine piece of craftsmanship. Like, these are so funny because all of these are things my husband might say. I could see him being like, what we got there? Some girders,
gosh. Yeah, so no, I'm C.
Yeah, you got to walk on by.
I'm
you don't really
know. I just always, hey. And just keep going.
So when you go to see a barista at the coffee shop, should you say, howdy, hidey ho, morning chief, or small coffee, please? And that's another thing. Like, my husband has to make conversation with everyone.
Oh, I do too. Order your coffee. I do too. I have to make conversation with everybody. I mean, when I go to the grocery store, I like to sit and talk to the produce guy, the one slicing the fruit. My kids make fun of me for that too, by the way.
And that is a throwback. You know, that is a throwback to back in the day. Remember, we talked about this years ago when the grocery store was like a social thing.
Yes, yes.
That was just a social thing. So telling stories. All right, here are things that don't need to be announced, according to Dr. Rick. These are things you don't need a big, long story about. If you ran into Wendy from next door and she said her son's really getting into tennis, like, that doesn't need to be a long, dragged out story, but that could become a big, long story when I have a conversation with my mom. It's always like, and the point of the story was like, God, I love her so much. Yes. But there's like this big, long story, or announcing like how much dessert you're going to be eating.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have one more cookie and then I'm going to be done with sweets for the night. You don't have to tell me. You can just actually do it. We don't have to make a big story about how we're going to go about doing it. So, these are just really, I think, so, so true. And, I just think we don't realize how differently our kids are approaching some of these phenomenons. Like, I will say something and my kids look at me like, fascinating story or cool. Like, do your kids ever do that? Like, you're telling a whole story and they're like,
Well, okay. They do that to my husband a lot because he likes to name people, and we're all like, we don't know these people you're naming, so why can't you just say, and then he, but he'll have to state, and we're like, who are these people that you're talking about? Yeah, my kids have a really good time making fun of both of us.
So that is what I mean when I say the reason I think this book is so funny is because I didn't recognize that these things that I do are things that are like you're turning into your parents' things, but I've been doing them for years. So here are some things where you don't really need to be making a noise, but I disagree. When you sit down, I feel like you have to go, ugh, when you sit down.
Yeah, totally.
Or when you're standing up, ugh. Yeah. I mean, there's noises that have to be made when you're yawning. Ugh. You know, we make these noises, but evidently that makes us old.
Right. Well, every time my husband sneezes, I mean, same thing. Mm-hmm. We're like, really? You have to sneeze that loud?
What about, let me ask you this, taking naps. Do you take more naps now?
You know,
don't strike me as a napper.
You know what's weird? I used to take naps. Now I just, this is really old lady. Now I just need to rest.
Okay, rest your eyes.
just rest, like rest my body. Like I just need like an hour and a half on the weekends, like on a Saturday, to just, I could be reading, I could be watching a show, but I can't just go, 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 go. My body needs a rest. Sometimes I could shut my eyes and go to sleep, but it's a matter of just resting.
Mm-hmm. So he has a whole list of places where, you know, you're old when you're basically taking a nap on a park bench or in a restaurant booth, or if you're shutting your eyes at a bench in a mall, like the dudes do sometimes, or in a waiting room, any kind of waiting room. And it just makes me laugh so hard because my mom is, I hate to pick on Joni, but if I fall asleep watching a TV show, my husband, my kids, they all call me Joni, which is my mom's name, because that is her thing. Like she has always, she'll be like reading a book and she'll still be holding the book. And she's all of a sudden you hear, she's asleep.
That's
and
my so, husband. He can fall asleep anywhere.
So this falling asleep anywhere, that is like, I guess, a red flag for the kids that means.
Yeah. My husband can fall asleep on a sofa Christmas Day when all the presents are opened and being used and everyone's loud watching the parade, whatever, he'll be snoring. It doesn't bother him at all.
There's a whole chapter on who needs a knee brace. And it says, if you have not been prescribed by a doctor to wear a knee brace, and this is funny to me because I constantly am amazed at like when you go in Walgreens or CVS, there's a whole aisle of like, All these knee braces and arm braces. And I'm like, don't they give you those at a doctor's office? Right, Do we buy these off the shelf now?
Right. Like, why are you self-diagnosing? Like, what if you're not supposed to brace your hand? I mean, you know, it's weird.
I just think there's a whole aisle of things that I'm like, when am I going to need those socks, those compression socks?
I use compression socks.
Okay, like on an airplane maybe. But
on an airplane and when I'm working because I'm on my feet all day long.
Okay,
all day from like 9 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon without sitting. So yeah, I wear them. Call me old.
Okay, well, but that's okay. But that's what we're here to confess to. We are absolutely, this one made me laugh and think of you. I mean, but yes, we are absolutely in this category. This chapter is called This Is Not Your Glass. And I love this. It made me think of you. Let me read it to you verbatim. Don't touch it. Just because a glass is unattended doesn't mean it's your job to clean it up or put it in the dishwasher. You don't need to ask whose it is or if anyone's done with it because it's not your glass. Pure and simple. And guess what? When you turn the page, this glass will continue to sit here, maybe for eternity, and you're just going to have to deal with that. You pick up people's glasses, don't you? You have to.
In my own house, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
Of course I do. Also,
Hi, it's Eden. You know, I'm on TV every day, so how I look on camera and how I feel in what I'm wearing really matters. And that is why I love Armoire. I can rent beautiful, high-quality pieces that fit my style. I can wear them on air. I can wear them out to dinner. If I'm going on a trip, it's so easy to pack. And then I swap everything for something new. Now, Christine, who is, of course, a professional organizer, loves this. Because clothing rental, like from Armoire, keeps your closet from overflowing with clothes that you're never going to wear. With a clothing rental membership, you can build a stylish and very personalized wardrobe without any of the hassle and expense. First, you take a quick 5-minute style quiz. You pick your favorites. Then your items arrive at your door in as little as 2 days. And we love that Armoire is women-founded and women-led, and they even spotlight women-owned designers. Right now, try Armoire and get up to 60% off your first month. That's up to $150 off. Just check out armoire.style/UUpodcast. That's armoire.style/UUpodcast. It's in our show notes. Try it today and never worry about what to wear again. This February, show yourself some love. Hearts for Minds is making self-care simple with Self-Care Bingo. Turn self-care into a fun, rewarding game where each square represents a simple wellness task. Wear fuzzy socks, buy yourself flowers, plan a friend date. Each completed square becomes a small victory. Taking time to care for your mental health isn't selfish. When you prioritize your well-being, you show up better for everything that matters. Download your free February self-care bingo card at heartsforminds.com because caring for your mind isn't selfish. It's essential.
Say, whose glass was this? And then, so I'll announce it first and I'll say, because I don't want to drink out of someone else's glass.
Right.
That's my thing, because I'm not getting sick, like, because I drank out of someone. So usually now, if we have everybody home, everybody has a designated glass, so I'm not getting, or I will. Like, I'll say, okay, mine is the, you know, TCU glass. Everyone else, pick your glasses, do what you want. Because that's what happens, is that's how people get sick, because they just start drinking out of everybody else's stuff, in my opinion.
That's a good organizational tip you just slid in there too, by the way, about making sure everybody... Okay, this is the organizational thing I said. And this is a whole chapter he's got. So this is what I think you'll enjoy. It says, throw these things away now. Are you keeping any of these items around just in case you ever need them? You won't, so don't. And here we go. This is what made me want to bring up this whole topic in the first place.
I'm so excited.
Plastic containers.
Well, here's the thing. I know exactly what he's talking about because I see it all the time at my job. When you get to-go food and it's in a plastic container, people will save those. Now, it's fine if you're recycling them and you're just going to throw them in the recycling bin. But when I come in to organize, there's 50 of them. And that doesn't include all their own Tupperware. So, yes, let those go, please.
Okay. Miscellaneous buttons.
Oy. God, these are good. Yeah, miscellaneous buttons to clothes you don't even wear or you don't even sew. Like, I'll say to clients, oh, do you sew a lot? No, I don't even know how to sew. Then why are you holding on to 1,000 buttons? You know what I mean? They've got to go. Got to go.
Discarded batteries.
Yeah, I just had a client last week and it was a battery thing. Because what happens with batteries, everyone, is they're all over your house. The key to keeping batteries organized is having them all be in one spot. That way you'll know, do I need AA? Do I need AAA? But when they're all over the place, oh, look, I found a battery. Or they could be so old. A lot of them, I've seen acid spilling out of them. I mean... I'm telling you, batteries, another bane of my existence as an organizer. Keep them organized all together. It prevents overbuying, and then you know what you need when you do need them.
Receipts.
Well, receipts nowadays, if they ask you, do you want it emailed or printed? I always say emailed now, unless I know it's something that I may have to return, then I'll say printed or printed and emailed, and I'll drop it in the bag. So if I want to return it, I could just go return it without having to look through. But now if it's not something that you're going to return, and it's just an invoice or something that you've already paid, just get it emailed and separate it in folders on the computer and do away mm-hmm. with a lot of that shoebox full of receipts.
Take a picture with your phone even. You can right. keep a folder right, right there. Like if you have iPhone or whatever, yeah. you could take a picture of that. Old user manuals.
I can't tell you how many Apple boxes for watches, manuals, how to work something, even in your kitchen, anything you own, refrigerator, dishwasher, is online. It's all online. You do not need to keep any manuals, especially for like, I don't know, something little you bought for your grandchild that has, you know, moves or has batteries. You don't need to keep these manuals. They're just taking up so much space. That is an old person's thing, though, to keep manuals. Definitely.
Hotel shampoos.
Well, I always talk about how people steal from the hotel's little travel size, and then they bring them home and they just put them under the sink or in a drawer in the bathroom, and they have 500 of them. Half of them look so old and they can't even use them anymore because it might poison them. And so really, I mean, keep your favorite brands, stock your toiletry kit, and let the rest go and stop taking them from the hotels.
Okay. And then this is a whole chapter, so I'm just going to read you one line. But decorative soap. It says soap is for washing hands, not creating scented seascapes or magical gardens. Shells and flowers soap don't say you have good taste in interior decorating. They say you are your parents.
100% agree. 100%.
I mean, if I go in someone's house and they have decorative soap, I'm not going to use it. Are you going to use it?
No. And here's another thing.
I want soft soap.
I would never wash my hands with anybody else's bar soap that right. everybody has been washing their hands ever. And ever. I mean ever. That's why I carry like Purell and foam and all this stuff to clean my hands. No decorative soaps. Do an old-fashioned pump so people can wash their hands and leave. And same with the towels in the guest room. Get yep. those paper towels. You can get the Kleenex kind. There's so many, because I don't want to use a towel someone wiped their nose with. You know what I mean? If mm-hmm. you're having a party or having a bunch of people over.
Okay. Well, that's so
there,
I knew
I said it.
There. She said it. Mic drop. Okay. So there it is. I mean, the whole book is pretty hilarious, but it's really just meant as a novelty. But when I saw that it had a whole section on things to get rid of, I thought that was something that we had to share here on the podcast. So I'm glad we did. So really, I mean, if for no other reason, purging your home, it just even so that you just don't have things around you that just scream you're an old person, right?
Well, and on a more serious note, and I don't know if it's just the universe since we're doing this episode, but I have had recently a lot of clients who are, okay, over 70. And I can tell you right now, I learn the most from them. And the reason why I learn the most from them, because everyone thinks they need to save all this stuff. And by the time people get in their 70s, 75, 80, all I'm doing is getting rid of all this stuff that they don't want, that they're embarrassed. I can't believe I've kept it for all these years. And they're doing it, number one, because their children are making them do it because they just don't want to be stuck with all this stuff if something happens to their parents. Mm-hmm. Or they have to go to assisted living or a different community where they have to live. And so the place they're moving to is so much smaller. And so they're forced to go through everything. And it's something you want to do through your life, not wait until you're forced to do it or be embarrassed that you got all this stuff all through the years. And you ask yourself, why did I keep all this stuff? I could have lived in a home that was less cluttered, more calming and peaceful, and I kept all this junk that I don't want anymore. So yes, I think do it now. Mm-hmm. Let go of the things and really create that space that's peaceful and calming and let go of all this stuff.
True words were never spoken. I love it. All right. Well, we are going to call it there. This will be kind of a shorter episode, but we would love for everybody to join us over on Facebook. We have a really thriving group there. A couple thousand of your closest friends that are over 50. So it's called Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only. And we do have to let you in. We're also on all the other socials as well. And if you would just tell one friend, one girlfriend, one sister, one cousin about this podcast, if everybody did that, why, I believe our numbers would double. And that's what we want. We want to reach the most possible people. So just to let you know that, you know, you're not out here doing this by yourself. You know, you can feel invisible out there, but you're not to us.
No, you're not.
So anyway, the idea that we're all out there fighting the fight alone, that's an idea that you should let it go.
And don't look back.